This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to RockOnTheMoney.com. Hope you enjoy. All right, let's get to a topic.
Yeah. Your favorite topic, financial advisors.
I'm not totally against financial advisors. It's just that I like my fee-only people that aren't selling anything. I think I've made that well known. They're the ones that you can listen to the most. They have no kickbacks. They have no skin in the game. They're just there to educate you, just like a coach or something like that. Anyway, I just happened to come across this little blip in the news. And before we get into what we're going to do in the next, seven episodes, we're going to start going over each of the baby steps that Dave Ramsey talks about, the seven baby steps. They're coming up starting in the next episode. But before we get into that, I think I just want to clear up this one thing. I just posted the annual percentages for fund performance for 2019 for a bunch of different 401ks that people have to help them out. And I want people to understand what those performance numbers really mean when I post it, as opposed to you getting it from your financial advisor. If you're doing an annual sit down meeting, which a lot of people do, how'd I do last year? And then they give you these crazy fictitious numbers using their amazing fake math, Amanda.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about this fake math.
Well, it is amazing. You're like, you think you're doing a lot better than you really are. So let's just go through this real quick. First of all, we always talk about the index fund, the S&P 500 index fund, like the Vanguard. And a lot of funds that try to use as their benchmark, only 20% of all those funds actually beats that index. 80% do not even beat the S&P 500 index. Yeah. So that's why we constantly look, if you want to keep this simple, just do the S&P 500 index fund. These advisors or your salespeople, whoever is managing your portfolios, they will do this weird fake math to make your returns look better than they are, or when they're trying to sell you to try and get you to sign up for that fund, okay? I call it like a Penn and Teller thing. It's a sleight of hand thing. Mm-hmm. Let's just make this simple. So everybody think about this. You have $1,000, okay? Salesperson says, hey, I want you to put into this fund. You're like, great. So you put $1,000 in there. Starting point, okay. $1,000. Now, so this year, the stock market dropped 50%. Okay? We are now at what, Amanda? How much money?
50% of 1,000 is 500.
Yes. See, you're my calculator. You're my calculator. Yep. So everybody think about that. You're now at $500 because we went down 50%. Everything got better. Interest rates went down and everybody's doing better. The stock market goes up 50%. Okay. Now, quickly, when I say that to somebody, they're like, oh, I'm to break even. But actually, think about that. You're up
50%. Only 50% of 500 is only 250. So you only go up to a total of 750.
Correct. However, technically, they can tell you that you've now averaged 0% because your return, because you were down negative 50, and then they do plus 50, and it equals 0% return.
Because they're doing a measurement once per year.
Right. And that's fully legal, by the way. That's why these numbers look like inflated. So, so let's go another year. So now we're up to 2 years, okay? Mm-hmm. Then following year, the stock market even does better, and it goes up another 25%. We've now gone up, 75%?
Yeah.
Wow. But actually, our dollar amount, I already did this calculation for you. I'm not going to make you.
Thanks.
Yeah. We are now actually, we start out at 1,000, right?
Yep.
We're now only at $937.50. We're still not back after 3 years back to our original $1,000. Okay.
Ooh, that's rough.
But the advisor can legally, or fund manager can legally then say, you had a fund return average of 8.3% over the last 3 years. But you're like, wait a minute, I don't even have my 1,000 back. But this is how they do that. And I'm telling you, go check it out. I went and researched this to make sure. So the first year we had negative 50%, correct?
Yep.
They add 50% onto that. So we're back up to zero. Then we add, and then the third year we're at plus 25%.
So 25 divided by 3 is 8.3%.
Right. So you add those three numbers, you're 25%. Divide by 3 years, you have 8.3%.
But we're still down, Craig.
They can legally do that. The two bits of advice I want to give you when you sit down with your advisor or before you start investing in a fund, ask them to give you the graph to show the performance each year. So I typically will go, I have a Schwab account, I have an E-Trade account, I have one at T. Rowe Price, I got money everywhere. Or just go to Yahoo Finance or Google Finance and just type in the ticker symbol for whatever it is and look at the actual graph from when the fund started till current day. And look at each year. What I do is I'll take my fund. Like, remember last year, let's see, now we're in 2020. In 2018, right after Christmas, the stock market dropped.
Right.
Immediately in January of 2019, stock market started going way back up. So everybody said, look at all the money I made last year. So like the S&P 500 made about 30% last year. If you take a line, go 2018, 2019, and draw a line from where it is now, it actually didn't go that much over a 1 year period. But they're going to market last year, as I posted today, the fund performance for 2019. Hey, the S&P 500 went up 30%. Yeah, but also
from
went
January
down.
1st.
Yeah. So look at a total graph, look at the total. You just got to look at that whole thing. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just look for a little more information. You have the internet now. It's 2020. All this information out there. Just don't go by what a salesperson or financial advisor tells you. It's fake math and it's fully legal and they are allowed to do it. And it is a real thing. There you go. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.